Hello there and welcome to the podcast today. Sleep. The issue of sleep. That's my topic today. And a problem that faces a large number of the American people. Trouble sleeping at night. Recently, a gentleman that has made a profound impact upon my professional training by the name of William Dement. William Dement died just this past month. He was a professor at Stanford University. His research area was sleep, sleep disorders. And I still have a book that he has written on the topic of sleep. It's the hallmark book on this particular topic. Psychologists around the country and around the world have studied the topic of sleep and are thankful to Professor Dement for his research and putting together a document, a relatively large and profound document on the topic of sleep, so we would know what to do when we see patients who have sleep difficulties. And you know that is absolutely true. I see a large number of patients in my practice. They don't sleep at night. They don't sleep well. They don't wake up rested. They don't stay asleep all night. They wake up during the night multiple times. Dreams that are disturbing. Dreams that are perplexing. People who try to sleep having these racing thoughts that keep them awake all night long. There's a number of problems that interfere with sleep. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. But the thing about Professor Dement is this. He's the man that started the sleep clinics across the country. He started his first sleep clinic out of his home. His first patient was his wife. His second patient was himself. To sleep all night and to have all kinds of electrical doodads and so on hooked up to his skull and try to measure what's going on inside the brain during the sleep pattern. His most famous group of patients was the Radio City Rockettes. Many of us remember them. They volunteered to be patients in his research study. And it was on the basis of that small number of people and what he had learned, he formulated his theory of sleep and formulated his interventions of sleep so that he could help people deal with this matter of sleep. But what he never was able to do, and this perplexed him all of his life, is why do people dream? What is the purpose of dreams? He could never figure that out. Granted, people dreamed. People had very immense dreams, very disturbing dreams, humorous dreams, and so on. But he was never able to figure out what the purpose of dreams were really about. And that remains a perplexing problem even today. And I'm going to comment about that here in just a little bit. But the profound factor that it's important to note in Dr. Dement's research, and he concluded this in the year 2007 in a major speech, that insomnia and sleep apnea and other ailments that are related to inadequate sleep are a primary contributing factor to a weakened immune system, heart disease, and other health issues. And that's an important factor to understand and to take note of and to consider. Heart disease, immune system problems of all kinds, and there are multiple immune system problems, are related to the lack of adequate sleep, healthy sleep, you know, patterns. And if you're going to treat fibromyalgia, as an example, you're going to have to treat sleep. If you're going to treat depression, you're going to have to treat sleep. If you're going to treat anxiety, you have to treat sleep. So sleep becomes a very important component to many different disorders and illnesses and problems that people face in their life. And his answer was to help people acquire adequate sleep, quality sleep, healthy sleep. And when they were able to adjust their sleep patterns and become a normal sleeping person again, their health improved. So he was able to show the connection here between sleep problems and health problems, the absence of sleep problems and the absence of health problems, the curing of a sleep problem and the curing of health problems, if you will. That's his contribution to science. A major contribution, by the way. Many people have followed up on his research and to understand what it is about sleep that's important. Now, one of the findings that he came up with is what we call REM sleep, R-E-M, rapid eye movement. REM sleep is the sleep during the night. You do this about 7 times during the night. For about a minute or so, you have rapid eye movement, like your eyes flutter. And it's during that particular period of time that you dream. And then you stop the REM sleep, and you stop your dreaming. And then you pick up that REM sleep again, and then you pick up your dreaming again. And you do that throughout the night about 5, 6, 7, 8 times. And that is the time that you actually engage in dreaming behavior. That's when you have quality sleep. And people who do not have REM sleep become more agitated and depressed and disturbed and anxious and contribute to their ill health. REM sleep, he found, was the important component of sleep. Not just falling asleep and having your eyes closed and so on, but to engage in an activity during the sleep pattern known as REM sleep, R-E-M, REM sleep, the time when you actually engage in dreaming behavior. And that's the kind of dream, that's the kind of sleep pattern that we are attempting to achieve each night when we fall asleep. Now, you can't create it, it just occurs. And the only way that you can experience it is just to allow yourself to have quality sleep and to engage in a variety of techniques and methods to bring about quality sleep. Now, here's 2 points that are important to understand. And I find this often the case in my clinical practice. People who do not sleep very well at night often have what we call racing thoughts. It's the racing thoughts that keeps them awake. In other words, they can't stop their mind. They can't stop thinking. They can't stop problem solving. They can't stop cogitating on some particular topic. They cannot stop their mind thinking about some issue and some problem, usually a problem that they're trying to solve, which they cannot solve and don't know how to solve. It's that racing thought that keeps them awake, kind of looking for the answer to a problem, looking to the way something can be resolved, looking for an answer to a particular issue as to why something happened, to try to understand something. That racing thought keeps people awake and they don't sleep. And I spend my time in clinical practice helping people with racing thoughts think through in the daytime what it is that they're chasing, what it is that they're trying to resolve, what it is that keeps them awake at night, what is it that is part of that racing thought pattern, what are they trying to solve, what are they trying to understand. And when we can find that answer to that, sleep begins to return and they have quality sleep once again. But here's another problem that a lot of people have who cannot sleep. Besides racing thoughts, we call it disjointed dreams. Disjointed dreams. During the course of the night, they may have a dream and then have a different dream and have a different dream and have a different dream. All these dreams are disjointed. They don't make sense. They don't come together in a common theme. They don't tell one particular story, if you will. But what they do is just have random thoughts, random ideas that come through the head and in the form of a dream. It could be a visual story. It could be an auditory story. It could be living it out in real life in some way. But then later on in the night, you have a different dream that's totally disjointed. And then maybe later have a different dream that's totally disjointed. But really what the mind is trying to do, what the brain is trying to do, is to take these disjointed thoughts and put them together and to make sense out of them. That's what the brain is trying to do during sleep. It's during sleep that our brain is very, very active. It's probably the most active during the sleep time because the brain is trying to take what's happened during the day and integrate it with what's happened yesterday and the day before and put together a theme and put together a story and put together a common story of your life from one day to the next. But when you can't do that, when you have things that bother you and you think about that don't fit, that you can't understand or you can't tie to other areas of your life and make sense out of it, you have these disjointed dreams and they keep you awake. So what I do in my clinical practice and working with people with that kind of a problem is help them identify the elements of the dreams that they have, the various components, the various parts to it. And then we take those parts and then we try to make a story out of them. We take those parts and try to understand, what is it that leads from one to the other? What would be a connecting point? What would be a way for these isolated dreams to come together and to make sense? What are they trying to do? What are they trying to say? Why are they bothersome to you? What do they represent? So it takes a great deal of discussion and ideas of how a disjointed evening of random dreams can be made sense of and you can begin to sleep once again. Now, that's not the only reason why people don't sleep, but that's two big, big reasons. The disjointed dreams and the racing thoughts. And if you're in that kind of a pattern, you get into a therapy. You find a psychologist that can understand dreams and understand sleep and has studied that. And get into the program of a psychotherapy of discussing these two areas of your life and see if you can get some sense out of it and get you back into a sleep pattern once again. The answer is psychotherapy, not medication. not drugs of various kinds, but get into a talk therapy where you can talk these things out and understand them and verbalize them and come to terms with them. That's what your job is basically to do. Okay? Hey, nice to talk to you today. And this is an important topic of sleep. America is not a sleep-aware society, according to Dr. Dement. We are not a sleep-aware society. We don't understand sleep. We don't appreciate sleep. We don't savor sleep, according to him. But sleep is an extremely important part of our life, important part of our day, and allows us to function. And when you're tired, he says this, and here's the cue. If you're tired, go to bed. It's the cue to go to bed. Hey, nice to have you with me today, and thanks for joining me, and bye for now.